Yes, sir.
How are my friends?
Couldn't be better.
That's Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, sir. I am happy as I've been 60 years.
God, I didn't know you was that old. You look a lot younger than that up there at that White House.
Well, you couldn't see very good.
That was a pretty scrubby outfit you had with you, though, but you were hurting them well.
You didn't have your glasses on, Mr. Johnson.
They're a pretty good outfit, aren't they?
Yes, sir. They're my kind of people.
Will you go to the well with them?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to thank you for everything and tell you how much I loved you.
Well, Lyndon, you're sweet and swell, and Betty and I love you. Betty says she doesn't want no Mrs. Rutherford anymore. It's Betty, she said.
All right, okay. Well, tell her we gotta have a lot of that. I got to see some of you.
Now, Mr. Johnson,
yes,
can we share a home with any of all those people coming down?
No.
We got lots of room, lots of good servants.
If I do, I'll call you, but I don't think so. They're going to... ain't going to be but two of them coming tonight, and then they'll be maybe in November, a little, December, a little later. I got to go back there, I imagine, Sunday, and then I got Russ coming tomorrow, but there won't be but two, and they'll stay here tonight and won't be anywhere. But I'll call you after we get back here, and I may bring couples over there if we have more of the cabinet in. And,
oh, we'd be
in
delighted.
December.
We're delighted to have them.
Well, you did all right in Dallas.
Well, we did all right in Dallas, but old man Ted, I swear, everybody working that paper loaded for us. Everybody.
Well, they did a good job, though. They laid off, and that helped a lot.
Well, you take care of yourself.
I'm going to, and I just wanted to tell you I loved you and thank you.
And thank you for calling, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Lennon.